With SRN News, I'm John Scott. 24 years ago today, terror struck the United States. Joanne Doria Cross, whose husband was a firefighter killed on 9/11, says it was her first time at the World Trade Center ceremony.
After 24 years, I finally feel emotionally and mentally ready to handle it. Now it's a good thing because my husband came home. They found him on the seventh day. So he came home, his whole body. So I didn't feel the need to celebrate where he was killed. He was home. So that's how I looked at it.
The bell struck at 8:46 a.m., marking the moment when United Airlines Flight 11 struck the North Tower. At the World Trade Center site, as is done every year, the nearly 3,000 victims' names were read aloud. At the Pentagon in Virginia, a memorial service with President Trump and the First Lady on hand honored the 184 service members and civilians killed. And near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, a similar ceremony honored the victims of Flight 93. Security experts are questioning the protection provided to Charlie Kirk at the Utah College where he was fatally shot. Six officers staffed that event and coordinated with Kirk's security team. In a Sky News interview, witness Radon Deshane says she was slightly worried about the lack of security when she arrived at the Turning Point event.
When I showed up, there was nobody looking at tickets. There was no, any type of security. They weren't checking bags. They weren't putting you through metal detectors. There was some cops, some police officers. I don't know how many.
Experts criticize the lack of perimeter security and the decision to hold the event outdoors. The gunman remains at large. Authorities have posted two images of a person of interest. This is SRN News. More bad news on the U.S. fertility rate.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, there are currently about 54 live births per every 1,000 women of childbearing age in this country. That's the lowest it's been in 90 years, back during the Great Depression. A Gallup poll finds most Americans want to have kids but are not going to do so. The report adds, quote, economic concerns like the cost associated with raising a child continue to be a factor. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After 800 years of silence, a pipe organ that researchers say is the oldest in the Christian world has come back to life at a monastery in Jerusalem's Old City. Composed of original pipes from the 11th century, the instrument emitted a full sound as musician David Catalunya played a short piece for a small audience this week. Researchers believe the Crusaders brought the organ to Bethlehem, the birthplace of Christ, in the 11th century, during their period of rule over Jerusalem. This is SRN News. Correspondent Karen Chumas reports on the latest from Poland. That's after a Russian drone incursion.
Multiple Russian drones have crossed into Poland in what European officials described as a deliberate provocation, causing NATO to send fighter jets to shoot them down. A NATO spokesman said it was the first time the alliance confronted a potential threat in its airspace. Speaking at an airbase in the central Polish city of Lask on Thursday, Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk vowed to press ahead with military modernization after the Russian drone incursion. The incursion happened late on Tuesday and into the early hours of Wednesday during a wave of strikes by the Kremlin on Ukraine. The NATO response swiftly raised fears that the war could spill over, a fear that has been growing in Europe as Russia steps up its attacks and peace efforts go nowhere. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.